I'm glad for the promise. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. In whatever difficult things we pass through, he's promised to be there. This week, I had a message start with me last weekend. Subject that I'd like to talk to you today about is a refuge. And where that subject started with me was last weekend when we saw that snow coming down and 2-degree temperature. You know what? It was sure nice to have a refuge. We take for granted how blessed we are in America. I told them in India, I said, this is a good time for me to come to India because I have to go back home and figure up my taxes whenever I get back. And you know what? I'm going to go back and I'm going to say, this is a pretty good place to be. God has blessed us in America to be able to have so much. And because we have it just continually, we get to taking it for granted. And I'd like for us to think today about a refuge. I'm most interested in a refuge for our soul. But I want to go back in time. I don't know if y'all remember reading books of people that started out for the Oregon Trail. Heard about there's land over in Oregon. If you can get there, it's free for the taking. Fields are so fertile, it's just a good place to be. And many of them, their journey would start out from St. Louis in a covered wagon with all of their possessions. You know, we can't even imagine what that would be like. Because we could start out from that and maybe in 2 or 3 days of nonstop driving just for gas, we could be there, set the temperature of our car for air conditioning for summer or warm it up for winter and have such an easy trip. But what they went through to be able to make it there, months of traveling, if they ever made it, to be able to make that trip. And just things that we take for granted today. You know, I was even over in India, I would keep looking at the weather forecast because I'm thinking about the building here and what it's going to be like if it gets that cold. And watching the weather, you know, they predicted that storm last week. They predicted it days out ahead. Get ready. Get your stuff ready. There's something cold coming. And you know, Thursday was pretty nice weather. All those days up ahead, we were able to look at the weather forecast and know there's something coming if we believe it. You know, those folks just every day when they got up and started out again on the trail, if it was a pretty day, they just hoped that it would be a pretty day by the time it ended. We have in tornado season, we have morning time. It can be beautiful, sun shining, and they're telling us everything is ripe for a tornado this evening. You know, they didn't have those kind of advantages. They just, whatever came, they had to make it. So what I'm thinking about with them is the value of a refuge, being able to get some kind of protection. And I would read about them, if they're going to Oregon, you're going to have to cross that mountain range. And if you do it, you just have a small window of time to be able to do it before cold sets in, and do not be caught in it when that happens. And so they've got just a short amount of time to cross over to that. And I would read about the comforts that they had while they're traveling. Maybe the dad's going to sleep under the covered wagon with a bear skin. Now, I know a bear skin keeps a bear warm, but once he's no longer warm. You know, we have blankets. We have house temperatures that are great. And I just think of what all they went through and needing to find a refuge when a storm would hit. Are they at a place that they could have it or not? You know, we need more than just a refuge today from a snow or a rain. We need a refuge for our soul. Difficult things can hit us. Those were temporal things back then. But those temporal things have made, as I sat in the house where it was so nice and warm, watching the snow coming down, and they had predictions it could be 20 inches deep. You know, it didn't matter if you don't have to go outside, if you can stay inside and you keep electric. But I'm wanting to look today at difficult things that can happen to us, to people in the Bible, where they needed something to be a refuge for them. We need the same thing today. I want to start at a place over in Psalms. Psalms 142. This says, yeah, I don't know what your Bible will say at the top of that for that chapter. Mine says, it's a prayer of David when he was in the cave. Now, okay, he's got a refuge. He's got a place to stay out of the snow and the rain. But he's still calling out to the Lord. I'd like to look at a few verses here. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. He's in a cave. He's got a refuge from rain. Cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked have they privily laid a snare for me. And it says, I looked on my right hand, beheld there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. He's needing more than the cave to stay in. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. Look at this next verse. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. David with difficult times. You know, if you look back at the story of David, he was so popular when he killed Goliath. In fact, he was given King Saul's daughter in marriage. Now he is a son-in-law to King Saul. But all because of what King Saul heard the women singing, changed his heart to where for years he chased his son-in-law to try to kill him. This is part of those times when David is running. You know, we can have a home last week in the snow where we're warm. But you know what? We can still be in a place where, Lord, I need a refuge for difficult things that I'm going with in my life, that I need a refuge. And this was the way with David right here. In 1 Samuel 30 and 6, we've talked about this before. Here's one of the times where David needs a refuge. He has gone out with his men. He's got men that's right all around him. They have gone out on a little military campaign, and they're coming home again. You know, coming home is a good feeling. They're looking forward to seeing their family again in just a little bit. And as they near that city, they take a look, and there's nothing there. It's all been burned to the ground, and there's nobody there. Their wives, their children, everyone's gone. And it talks about in that scripture, they wept until there was no more power to weep. And I think about places that we can get into in our life to where just in my own strength, it's gone. I don't have anything else, any more power within myself to be able to help myself. But what does it say in 30 and 6? He was distressed. They were speaking of stoning him. And then it says he encouraged himself in the Lord. You know, we can find a refuge in the Lord, even with dark times all around us. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. That other ground is, what does it say? Don't lean to your own understanding when you're going through these difficult times. In all of your ways, acknowledge just how much, Lord, I need your refuge for my life. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. So I look at David in this time, and there's another place in 2 Samuel. In 2 Samuel 22:1, we get to get some little glimpses of David. David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies. You know, life is good now. Out of the hand of Saul. And here's what he's saying. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, the God of my rock. You know, the solid places that I feel like I have in my life, God is the one that has caused it to be able to be there. He is my shield, the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge. Look at all the places that David is saying God is to them, to him. My Savior, thou savest me from violence. You know, David went through some good times and some bad times. I don't know where in all this he wrote Psalms 23, but that's a wonderful psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I can almost, in my mind, I can visualize that as he was writing that, there's a stream flowing. Things are good in his life. But there was just a few verses in that Psalms 23. But it also moves from good times to bad times. The storm hits. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, is the first part. But then he says also, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. You know, we're going to need a refuge to take us through that time. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Then he says, here's some trouble coming. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You know what? That's the refuge that can be for us, for me, in this time when thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. He didn't chase the enemies off. The enemies are still there. The troubles can still be in our life, but then we can have victory. And I'm very thankful for that. There is a song that I was thinking about in 485. We need him to be able to hide us in some of these times. 485. When the storms, and just think about in your own life, the things that can come to you. When the storms of life are raging, tempests wild on sea and land, what am I going to do? Those are difficult times. I'm going to seek a place of refuge in the shadow of God's hand. Though he may send some affliction, it's going to make me long for home. For in love and not in anger, all of his chastenings will come. Enemies may strive to injure. Satan, all his arts employ. He will turn what seems to harm me. God has the ability to take those things that seem to harm me into everlasting joy. Not just joy for this 24 hours, but it carries on out to my soul, making heaven its home at the end of it all. He will turn what seems to harm me into everlasting joy. So, you know, like we sang the song a while ago, I'll never go back. A decision is being made. So while here the cross I'm bearing, meeting storms and billows wild, Jesus for my soul is caring. I got this assurance, nothing can harm his Father's child. He will hide me where no harm can ever betide me. That is possible for us in this day and time, and I'm very thankful for that. In Psalms, there's a couple places, Psalms 46. 46:1. Because you know what? I want to be able to store some of these verses away because I'm going to need a refuge in my own life. 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You know, these verses, when my trouble comes to me, I need to have these verses just pop up in my mind. He is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And then it tells of the difficult. Is it that he's a present help in trouble? In fact, my trouble goes away. It says, therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Here's why. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. You know what? I want to be able to have an understanding clearly, no matter what difficult things I'm going through. There's a refuge for my soul. We had just the song a while ago about in the cleft. He hides me in the cleft of the rock. He's able to do that for us. And there's another verse in Psalms 48 and 1. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces. You know, I was reading on the commentary about that. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. The commentary said it's understood that God is known to be the defense for that place. You know, a palace can normally say, you know what, we've got the equipment. We've got the soldiers to be able to defend ourselves. God is known as a refuge for that. And there's another description that I would like for us to look at. And that is in Psalms 91. And as I looked at that, at this one this week, Psalms 91 and 1 through 4, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. You know, it's my part to dwell there. And then abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That means he's right there with me. He's not a long distance away. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. And that got me thinking about this, a hen and her chickens. Sister Jane probably remember if they ever had chickens at home. That is amazing to me what God did with a chicken for her chicks. She is the protection. What does it say here? He shall cover thee with his feathers under his. You know, this is God right here that we're talking about. But I get this little picture of a chicken out there in the yard, and she'll make that little clucking noise, and the little chicks understand she just found a little bug for me or something. They're running all over the place getting those bugs. But there is some other kind of a sound that she makes that they all know there's danger. And the protection is under her wings. Now I thought, okay, I don't know how God made it to be that way. Because what if her job was to go catch every one of them and then get them under her wings? It wouldn't happen. But instead, she makes the call, and it's available for them all if they'll come. Okay. This one says, he'll cover thee with his feathers. Under his wings shalt thou trust. So I look at that. You know, she can't run around catching them to protect them. But what she can do is provide the safety for them if they'll come to it. And that made me think of Jesus. And I want to go to a couple places there. In Matthew, you know, when Jesus came into Jerusalem, it looked like that was one happy time for him. So many people were welcoming him into Jerusalem. But here's one something that he had to say when he looked at the city. Matthew 23 and 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings. It was available, but you would not. You know, I thought about the places. I was reading a place this morning where Jesus went into Nazareth and he taught in the temple, and they said, these words are words like we've never heard before, but we know who his daddy is. His daddy is Joseph. Can't be much here for that. And in fact, when he told them, you're not going to receive me because of that, and before that chapter is over, they're trying to kill him. And I look at this. That's what he's saying here. How often I would have gathered your children together, like a hen would gather her chicks. Making it available, I'm not going to make you do it. I'm going to provide the safety, the refuge for you to be able to run to. What was the refuge that he was given to them? It had nothing to do with getting rid of the troubles that was in their life. Remember, Jesus said, I have a peace to give you that the world can't give you. The world says, get rid of my trouble and I'll have peace. Jesus says, keep your trouble and I can give you peace. And that is when I recognize he is my refuge in those times of a storm. He wanted to be a refuge for the children of Israel at that time, the Jews at that time. How oft I would have gathered you together as a hen would gather her chicks, but you would not. Because they were looking at what they expected a Messiah to do for them, get me out of the troubles that I'm facing. You know, if I'm not careful, I can live that same kind of way. Lord, all I'm looking for from you is this trouble has come, get me out of this trouble. I don't want troubles in my life. But I want to be able to come to the Lord and say, Lord, you allow troubles into my life. You know what those things do for me? It causes me to say, I need a refuge. I have found a refuge now from every sorrow. Those things will drive us to him. This thing is described in another way over in Luke. Because I want to appreciate the refuge that he has for me. And I want to run to that refuge. Luke in the 19th chapter and in the 41st verse. When he was come near, he beheld the city and he wept over it. You know, that'd be something. That was when he was just, so many people were welcoming him into the city. And he takes a look at it and he starts crying. And he says, if thou hadst known, even thou at least in this thy day, the things which belong to your peace, but now they're hid from your eyes. The refuge that I wanted to provide for you with all the troubles that come into your life. Troubles can keep on coming, but I found a refuge now from every sorrow. He had that available for them, but just like that hen cannot run out there and make the chicks get under the wing, he made it available for them, but they had to come. You know what? It's available for me today, but I've got to come. Because you know what? We're living in a time where I can figure out a whole lot of how to get out of a lot of my problems. But I think the Lord wants me to realize I need a refuge. Because I can wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to figure those problems out when the Lord would like for me to bring those to him. I think that's what he wanted for them. I want to see the value of being under his wings. It's described over here in song number 188. 2026, we can still have this. 188, I'm in the Lord's sacred pavilion. I rest in the holiest place. His kingdom and all its dominion I found with abundance of grace. I'm in the Lord's sacred pavilion where peace like a river doth flow, where manna from heaven is given, where joys are eternal, I know. I'm in the Lord's sacred pavilion, thus sheltered securely from harm. With him I have constant communion. I'm resting on his mighty arm. I'm in the Lord's sacred pavilion, and this goes along with that song that we sang a while ago, I'm never going back. I'm in the Lord's sacred pavilion where I would forever abide. You know, we can move from trusting the Lord, finding him to be a refuge in our storm, to moving out and trying to fight the storm on my own. I'm in the Lord's sacred pavilion where I would forever abide. Though once far away a lost alien, in Jesus I now can confide. Under his wings, yes, under his wings, I'm resting in Jesus. Oh, it is precious. You know, that's available for us. That was someone's testimony way back there. But it's also available for us. There's a couple more verses I'd like to look at. One is in Proverbs. Proverbs 18. 18 and 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. What is in a name? You know, there are people in Mexico named Jesus. The name of the Lord, this Lord, is a strong tower. Because I've got a record of time after time that he's been there. What is that song? Just the mention of his name heals the wound, soothes the pain. I'll never be the same thanks to him. The mention of his name is more than just saying the name. It's what all is backed by that. How many promises he has given us that I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous can run into what all that name means and will be safe. There's another verse in Psalms. Because we're going to have trouble come to us. This one did. Here's another Psalm of David, Psalm 61 and 1. Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. You ever been there? Heart is overwhelmed. What am I going to do now? You know, I can despair if I look at my resources to be able to handle it. When my heart is overwhelmed, here's what I want you to do. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. And then there's another song, number 165. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I am. My abilities to solve my problems, that I'll be able to realize, you know what, I need a refuge. This song, number 165, I have a sure and safe retreat to which I always flee. Now, is that my abilities to solve my problems? No, I'm going to run into trouble there. From every storm of life I meet, it's Christ, the rock for me. Though tempests rage and wild winds blow, whom can I trust but thee? I feel secure from every foe in Christ, the rock for me. Come stormy wind and rolling sea, come fire and tempest shock. I'm in that cleft. We heard that a song already about that cleft. I'm in that cleft once made for me. It's Christ, the solid rock. Within the rock I safely hide, a glorious place for me. 2026, this is still available for us. You know, we have more pressures on us, maybe more pressures on us. Those folks back there, when they had a covered wagon trying to get to Oregon, that was some pressure. But you know, we have a lot of pressures on us, and we have so many conveniences all around us. But there is so much stress going on. My desire is, I want to find a refuge in the Lord that I'll be able to take my troubles to. So I'd like for us to close with one more song. Song number 31. This one says, I found it. But you know what? Tomorrow, it's not going to be enough for me to just say, I've got it today. He's my refuge. I'm taking all my problems to him. He can take care of them. You know what? Tomorrow is another one going to hit, and I've got to be able to go to this refuge again. I've found a refuge now from every sorrow, joy everlasting and sweet. I see this world with all its sinful follies conquered at my feet. Oh, could you offer every earthly treasure, diamonds and pearls of the sea? Then turning from them, I would gladly whisper. That song just keeps coming back to me that we sang. I'll never go back again. Turning from them, I would gladly whisper, Christ has set me free. Far brighter than the shining stars above me, beaming with beauty and grace, adorned in heaven's majesty and splendor, here's my resting place. Oh, blessed thought, my sins are gone. I lean on Jesus' breast. And while the storm without is madly raging, I have perfect rest. You know what? Like I said, that's good for today. But I'm going, remember it says, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. choose life every day. Choose life. Because this one says, you could just show me all of the riches out here, and I would just turn from them, and I would just gladly whisper, Christ has set me free. Who wrote that song? D.O. Teasley. You know what? There was a day when this was his testimony in his heart fully. I would just turn from everything. Christ has set me free. You know what? The devil's going to lay snares for every one of us, whether it's sin or whether it's just discouragement to come into our life. He's going to do what he can to trip us up, to cause us to not run to that refuge. I don't have the abilities in myself. I'm going to the Lord for the help that I need. I want to be able to understand I need a refuge. It's not enough for me to be able to figure things out on my own. It's good for us. There are some things, parts that we play in those. But at the end of the day, that I'm realizing, you know what, Lord? I need your help. And he has a refuge for every one of us. Maybe we can stand and sing that song number 31.